You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In July, a 72-year-old woman passed away in the backseat of a Suzuki Swift. She had been living in a car for nearly 2 months after being evicted from her late mother's house. Anecdotes like this are becoming more prevalent than ever, whether elderly people are homeless or struggling to afford a place to stay. A study released last year states 8.1% of New Zealanders above the age of 65 are homeless. And with the rise in renting among middle-aged and older people, this highlights tenure insecurity and the risk of homelessness for the first time in later life. Home ownership among retirees is also on an alarming decline. Today, 1 in 4 are entering retirement without owning a home, and it's estimated that by 2053, 50% of all retirees will enter retirement without a home. I spoke to Oliver Nees, who wrote a piece in North and South on this issue.
I think the starting point is that we have this narrative that the housing crisis, which is affecting all of us, is primarily something which is affecting younger people, and that old people generally are doing all right. And to an extent, there's some truth in this. You know, the older you are, the more likely you are to own a home. But what we've been seeing is that in recent years, a growing number of older people are finding themselves in situations of housing insecurity. So, you know, the number of seniors on the public housing wait list is growing. The number of seniors that are homeless is growing quite rapidly. And I think the reason for this is twofold. Part of it is just simply the same story that's affecting us all. House prices have increased so significantly that many old people, like many other parts of the population, can't afford housing, and rents are rising as well. But there's also a bigger story here, which is that the entire way that our entire system for supporting seniors is built on the assumption that people will retire as homeowners, and it's becoming less and less true, and it's causing all kinds of ramifications.
So what are the main causes of the decrease in ownership?
Oh, wow, so that's a big question. The question of why home ownership has declined is really a contested one. A big part of that, when it comes to older people, is the number of publicly owned houses has decreased quite significantly. And so before the 1990s, the public housing, the state house stock was quite large, and that provided an anchor on the house market overall. Though many of those houses were sold off in the 80s and 90s, and that essentially lifted the market overall. There's been a whole lot of other changes as well that have let the property market run hot. But for old seniors, another part of the puzzle has been the decline in the council housing stock. So traditionally, local councils have played a big role in providing housing that's targeted at our seniors, which is separate from state houses overall. But essentially, over the years, growing numbers of those pensioner flats have been sold off. So essentially, there are fewer and fewer affordable options for seniors to live in.
So when was the last time that home ownership was this low in the country?
Oh, I think when I last looked at this, you know, I think the answer was that home ownership rates now are around about the lowest they've been in 70 years. So you have to go back a good 3 generations before things were as bad as they are now.
What are the misconceptions about retirement villages as the solution to this?
Yeah, so retirement villages are a very visible part of the broader system for taking care of seniors. You know, I think probably all of us will recognise, you know, the big flashy billboards that depict seniors living these lives of luxury, you know, cinemas, golf courses, bowls, lawns, etc. And they are part of the picture, but really they are a solution only for better off seniors. And that's because to get into a retirement village, you have to be able to afford it. And there's a weekly management fee, but more importantly, to enter a retirement village, you have to be able to buy a unit. Well, you don't really buy it, you just get a license to occupy. But the pricing of those licenses to occupy is tied to the housing market. And so essentially, you need to already own a house in order to be able to enter a retirement village. So that's a big... So as the home ownership rates fall, that's posing a big problem because there are fewer and fewer people that will be able to afford a spot in a retirement village. But I think another thing to keep in mind is that retirement villages are only one part of the picture. You also have like rest homes, and often those are run by the the same companies, but it's important to note that they are run increasingly by for-profit companies, so companies that are out there to make a profit. And what we're seeing as well is that there's a number of spaces in rest homes for people who need care that you can get just with a government subsidy is declining. So across the board, essentially, we're seeing this growing gap between the kind of retirement you can have if you're well off and the kind of retirement you can have if you're not so well off. If you're well off, you can afford a place in a retirement village. You can afford a a premium spot in a rest home and live a really good life with in your later years. But if you're not in that position, you might have to flat until you're in your 70s or 80s. You're not going to be getting a spot in a retirement village, and you're possibly going to get a worse experience in a rest home if you ever need to go there.
The pension currently today gives $496 a week at most, but by measuring affordability at 30% of your income, this clearly doesn't match rental prices. So how long have these rates been insufficient, and is there any sign of change?
So, yeah, the pension is, as you say, it's out of step with rental levels, and that's intentional in a way, because the assumption of the pension is that most people on the pension will be homeowners without a mortgage. They won't have ongoing housing costs. So what we're seeing as home ownership rates fall amongst older New Zealanders is that more and more of them are having to use the pension to pay for their rent or having to pay their mortgage, which means they're having less money for essentials. So that's a real problem. In terms of the prospects of change, I don't think we're having a serious enough discussion about this often when it comes to the pension. The discussion is, should we raise the retirement age, which is only a very, very narrow part of the problem. I don't think we have, as a society yet, clicked on to the fact that there are a huge number of pressures facing older New Zealanders, and that if we want to ensure that everyone has a chance to live with dignity in their later years, we're going to need to face up to these challenges.
Yeah, so with the debate of raising the retirement age, is that going to make the situation a lot worse?
It may well do so. So I think a lot of people don't appreciate that for many New Zealanders, their standard of living actually lifts when they enter retirement age, because they've been on really low incomes, and then the retirement age provides them with some consistent support. And so I think if we raise the retirement age, we could expect these problems of housing insecurity to get worse amongst some people. Yes, there are many people who are working late into their 60s, and that's changing. But I think the narrative we have that this is just simply unaffordable and that we have no choice but to raise the retirement age just isn't true. It's a political choice. The question is there the resources in society to sustain this? And if so, do we have the political will to redirect those resources to properly caring for our old people? So the question is do we have the courage to do it?
What campaign promises have you seen that could possibly solve this issue in this election coming up?
This election, I don't think any of the parties have really zeroed in on these huge challenges facing our older population. I mean, there are certainly policies targeted seniors, some proposals to increase superannuation, other policies of providing other kinds of support for seniors. But when it comes to housing for seniors specifically, none of the parties that I'm aware of are really proposing to radically change things. But I think we do need to see some more ambitious proposals in this space.
According to Numbeo's Healthcare Index, New Zealand is ranked 30th in the world for elderly care. And as the election campaigns drum on, there seems to be an issue only living in the shadows. I'm sure most people listening laugh cynically at the idea of owning a house in your lifetime, I included. And everyone listening is probably enjoying the lifestyle of instant noodles in a house of 8 other alcoholics. But if you don't see yourself living this lifestyle when you're 80, this is probably an issue we should address before it becomes reality. That was my report on retirees without homes. Thank you to Ollie Nees, Reader's Piece, Where Will You Live When You're Old, in full at North and South.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.